Welcome
to Phantom Island. My name is Stephen Godfrey. Phantom Island is always brought to you by your friends at Homefield. I am bringing you the single wing. My name is Stephen Godfrey. You can find me at 38 Godfrey. This is going to be an all college football coaching carousel, question, anxiety, hot seat, you name it, episode. Normally, the single wing appears for subscribers at phantomisland.show. I didn't need the dramatic pause there. I actually just kind of had I didn't remember for a second. Phantomisland.show. You can go, you can sign up today. You'll get a free preview of this episode and then it'll cut off shortly. The rest of you buckle in, buddy. This isn't going to be a typical single wing because I'm not going to do the non-football questions. There's too many football things to discuss. Too much is going on. So we're going to do an all coach cycle, anxiety season, hot seat, what nonsense episode. I am going to date everything I do. Today is Thursday, October 16th. We don't normally have as tight a turnaround on single wings, but well, it's that time of year. It needs to have a tight turnaround because things are going to become old news fast when new news happens. Sure, we'll go with that. It is October 16th. As I said, it's in the afternoon. We are headed into a college football weekend that might begin what looks like to be, a bloodbath was how it was described to me this morning by one person. But let's just say a very busy coaching cycle and maybe not be that dramatic. For the purposes of today's show, I've broken everything up into sort of Penn State, James Franklin related, as Penn State opened and reset the coaching market. And then other coaching-related questions. There will be more episodes like this in the near future because if your question didn't get picked, I will be using it soon. I'm going to come back and just do like a pickup single wing with, you know, personal stuff and people asking some pretty serious questions and asking for some advice to do with family. We're still going to do all that, but we have a hot stove and the front burners are demanding the attention. So it's that simple. All right. Before I get started, phantomisland.show, you can ask questions if you join. I believe it's called the Supporter Plus level. You can submit questions for Single Wing. You can submit show topic suggestions for the regular Phantom Island. You can do all that. You can also support big, ambitious future projects. Maybe, I don't know, some new Who Killed College Football content. Maybe our upcoming project and our other upcoming project and other projects we have. A lot of things that we're working on right now that we're very excited to tell you about in the near future. Every rustle in the trees, a potential snare. Close my eyes and block my ears. Cut the cord, or leave me here. All right, let's get to it. First one. Oh, it's Anonymous. Hello, Anonymous. Hey, Godfrey, first time, long time. It strikes me that the move to fire James Franklin is the kind of proactive move a program can only make when they both A, have money, and B, think that they are about to come into a lot more of it. It's been widely reported, but folks in and around the Big Ten know that this PE, that's private equity, deal is as good as done and money is already being allocated. So, my question, what role do you think private equity will play in the college football coaching carousel moving forward? Will trigger fingers get quicker? Will buyout costs expand? Will the interconference gap between the haves and the have-nots continue to shrink? After all, how can Penn State utilize PE funds to both buy off a James Franklin contract and lure away a Kurt Cignetti or a Matt Rhule when IU and Nebraska can play defense with the exact same PE infusion Penn State just received? Okay, you want to hear me answer that question? You want to hear me talk about the coaching carousel, all the craziness that's going on? You want to be able to submit a question about this crazy coaching carousel nonsense? I was trying to think of another cuh sound to make it alliterative. Go to phantomisland.show. Give me, your cash today. Phantomisland.show. You can listen to the entire episode. You can listen to our entire back catalog. You can get exclusive access to what's coming next, including our two new miniseries that we're working on. Bunch of fun stuff. Go to Phantom Island Show, phantomisland.show today.
Phantom Island is produced by Michael Serber and presented by Homefield. Our theme music by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard comes from the song Phantom Island from their album of the same name. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back soon.